Good morning. My name is Caleb. I'm the student minister here.
大家早晨，我係教會裏頭嘅青年事工嘅輔導。
I wanted to start us off this morning with a few reflection questions.
今朝開始嘅時候咧，我有幾條嘅問題擺喺大家面前，希望大家嚟反思一下。
So the first question I wanted to ask you guys is: think of one person you know who went to church in the past, but no longer attends church.
所以第一條問題就係我希望大家去諗一諗。你有冇諗到一個人咧？係以前係翻教會嘅，但係而家咧就唔再翻教會嘅啦。
Just think of one person. Maybe it's an old friend. Maybe it's someone you grew up with in the church. Think of one person.
我希望大家而家喺你嘅腦海中可以諗到有一位嘅朋友，可能係你以前嘅朋友。以前係翻教會嘅，但係而家唔再翻嚟啦。
I can think of like 24.
我一諗就諗到大概兩打咁多嘅人。
All right, second question.
第二條問題。
Why do you think that your faith in God is stronger, while that other person's isn't? Why do you think that you're still attending church, and the other person is not attending church?
你點解覺得你自己嘅信心係比其他嘅人強？點解你而家仲係翻教會，但係咧？頭先所諗到嘅人咧，佢就冇再翻教會啦。
Think of the reason why you're still in this room and your friend is not here anymore.
你有冇諗到乜嘢原因令到你仍然留喺教會裏頭，但係你嘅朋友已經離開咗教會呢
？Okay. So first of all, I don't think that my first reaction to the second question, why I'm still in church and why my friend is not.My first reaction is that because they lost their faith.
我第一個反應就諗起第二條問題嘅答案咧，大概係因為我呢啲朋友已經對神失去咗信心。
But I actually don't think that's the right reason.
但係其實咧，我唔覺得嗰個係真正嘅原因。
The second reason that I thought of was maybe it's in God's plans that I'm still at church and maybe my friend is not.
第二個原因或者第二個答案咧，我係諗可能呢個係神嘅旨意，要我仍然係留喺教會裏頭，但係咧我嘅朋友就離開咗教會。
But I don't think that's the reason either.
但係我亦都唔覺得呢個係其中一個原因。
Statistics show that there's actually another reason why people leave the church.
統計上嘅數字話俾我哋聽咧，仲有另外一個原因點解呢一啲人會離開教會啊
？And I believe that the passage that we're going to be studying today has a deeper answer to this question of why some people leave the church and some people decide to stay.
而今日我哋所睇嘅聖經節會話俾我哋聽一個更深入嘅原因，點解有一啲人離開教會，有一啲人會留喺教會裏頭
？And I think if we answer this last question, it affects the way that we view our friends here. It affects the way we view each other, and even it affects the way that we view the pastors and the leaders.
當我哋能夠解答第二個問題嘅時候，我想呢一個答案會幫助我哋對我哋周圍嘅周邊嘅朋友，甚至我哋嘅牧者嘅睇法有不一樣嘅睇法。
So today's story comes from Exodus chapter 18.
所以今日嘅經文係出自出埃及記第十八章。
And a little bit of a background of our story is that the Israelites had been miraculously saved and delivered by God.
呢一個背景嘅時候就係呢一啲以色列人佢出咗神用神蹟大能拯救咗佢哋出埃及。
They were originally slaves in Egypt, but God delivered them from Egypt.
佢哋喺埃及嘅時候係為奴，但係神已經將佢哋帶出埃及。
And now they're traveling through the desert with Moses leading them.
而家摩西正帶領佢哋離開埃及，響曠野裏頭嚟到前進。
So if I can ask Maria to read Exodus 18:13 through 16.
所以而家由我嚟用廣東話讀出出埃及記第十八章第十三至到第二十二節。第十八章十三节到第十六节为止。出埃及记第十八章第十三节。第二天，摩西坐着审判百姓，百姓从早到晚都站在摩西的左右。摩西的岳父看见他向百姓所做的一切，就说：你向百姓做的是什么事呢？你为什么独自坐着，众百姓从早到晚都站在你的左右呢？摩西对岳父说：这是因百姓到我这里来求问神。 他们有事的时候就到我这里来，我便在两族之间施行审判，我又叫他们知道神的律例和法道。
So at this point, it appears that God had already given his laws to his people.
所以在这个时候，神已经将他的律例话俾佢嘅百姓知道。
But more specifically, he had given his laws to Moses himself.
但系其实如果讲得再精准一啲嘅时候，神系将呢啲律例话咗俾摩西知道。
And Moses was to tell the rest of the people what these instructions were.
然后摩西咧应该将呢一啲律例话俾啲百姓知道。
But the problem was that the rest of the people didn't know God's laws because God didn't tell them. God told Moses.
所以个困难就系呢一啲神嘅子民其实唔系好清楚神嘅律例，因为神冇将呢啲嘅律例直接话俾佢嘅子民知道。
So all the people decided to go to Moses for their help.
所以所有呢啲以色列人咧都决定，佢哋有问题嘅时候就去揾摩西。
And all these people were had disputes, had arguments, and they needed Moses to determine who was right and who was wrong.
所以当以色列民有纷争有拗叫嘅时候咧，佢哋走去揾摩西，叫摩西嚟定夺。
And Moses was doing this from morning until night time.
所以摩西从早到晚都系要嚟审判呢啲以色列民。
And the story goes on in verse 17 to 22 with Moses' father-in-law.
然后第十七至第十八节，摩西嘅岳父对佢讲：，摩西的岳父说：你这做的不好，你和这些百姓都必都疲惫，因为这事太重，你独自一人办理不了。第十七至第二十二节，第十九节。现在你要听我的话，我为你出个主意，愿神与你同在，你要替百姓到神面前将案件就告神，又要将律例和法度教导他们，指示他们当行的路，当做的事，并要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏神、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人，派他们作千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长管理百姓，叫他们随时审判百姓，大事都要呈到你这里，小事他们自己可以审判，这样你就轻省些，他们也可以同担此任。
So Moses' father-in-law, his name is Jethro.
所以摩西嘅岳父佢叫做叶特罗。
And Jethro was a wise man.
叶特罗系一个好有智慧嘅人。
He saw that Moses was struggling with making decisions for all of the people.
他看到摩西从朝到晚要来审判这些百姓是有挣扎的，是疲惫的。
And there was no way, he knew that there was no way that Moses could do all of this work by himself.
他知道摩西不可能一个人做完这所有的事。
Moses was one judge for about 1.5 million people.
摩西他一个人呢要去審判大概1.5 million咁多。
That's the most accurate numbers that we have for how many people were wandering in the desert at the time.
嗰陣時呢一個數字咧，大概係最準確嘅估計，當時響曠野裏頭流曬嘅以色列民。
So if you compare that with San Francisco has 60 judges.
如果你再睇翻三藩市嘅時候，三藩市本地就有60個法官。
But there's only about 900,000 people in San Francisco.
但係只有大概係900,000嘅人。
So Moses was probably doing the work of close to 100 people.
如果相比之下咧，摩西做嘅嘢咧等於100個法官咁多。
Have you ever tried to do the work of 100 people?
你有冇嘗試做100個人嘅嘢咁多？
It's probably pretty tiring.
我諗相信你會好攰。
So it's no wonder that Jethro tells Moses that what he's doing is not good.
所以難怪摩西嘅岳父葉特羅話俾摩西知，你這做的不好。
So instead, Jethro advises Moses to train up other people to know and understand God's laws.
所以葉特羅就勸摩西，佢話你要去訓練一啲人去明白知曉神嘅律例。
And so Jethro's advice to Moses is really the same commandment that we were given by Jesus.
这个叶特罗所对摩西所讲的提议，其实就是耶稣对我们所讲的命令。
Jesus also tells us to train up other people and to teach them to understand God's laws.
耶稣亦都对我们说，我们要训练其他的人，等他们晓得神的律例。
That command is found in Matthew 28.
这个使命就是在马太福音第28章所说的。马太福音第28章第18到20节，请听我说，请听我读。耶稣进前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民作我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So Jesus commands us to also teach other people what God's commands and God's laws are.
所以耶稣都吩咐我们，我们要去教其他的门徒，教晓他们知道神的律例典章。
Moses' father-in-law told him to also do the same thing.
所以在这里，摩西的岳父也都对摩西说同样的事。
And Jesus didn't just give this command to the leaders and the pastors.
耶稣并没有将这个的吩咐专向牧师或者是长执们、领袖们讲的。
He gave this command to all of his followers.
他是对着我们所有跟从他的人讲的。
Every single one of us in this room has a calling to teach and to train up disciples.
在这间房里头，每一个人神都呼召你去教导和训练其他的门徒。
That's your personal calling, and that's my personal calling also.
是神对你专一的呼召，亦都是对我专一的呼召。
So what does Jesus mean by making disciples?
所以耶稣所讲的话，要去造就门徒是什么意思呢？
Well, he explains in verse 20.
在第20节里头，他就解释了。
He describes in verse 20 by saying that we are to teach his disciples to obey everything that Jesus has commanded.
他这里形容到，我们要教导他们遵守凡耶稣所吩咐的，都要教导他们遵守。
So we are supposed to teach other people God's laws.
所以我们应该将神的法律、律例教导其他的人。
And teach other people Jesus' teachings.
而将耶稣所教导我们的教导他们。
And that's what the disciples did.
这就是门徒所做的事。
In Acts chapter 2, this is what they did.
在《使徒行传》第二章第42节，请听我读。都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
So notice that discipleship wasn't done in a school setting, a school classroom.
所以我哋呢度要睇清楚，门徒训练唔系单止喺教室里头所进行嘅。
Discipleship wasn't even done in a church sanctuary like this one.
門徒訓練亦都唔單止喺禮堂、大堂，好似而家呢一個環境裏頭進行嘅。
It was done while they were eating dinner.
而係當佢哋食飯嘅時候，佢哋都喺度訓練緊門徒。
It was done while they were doing life together.
當佢哋大家一齊生活嘅時候，佢哋就喺度訓練緊門徒。
And that's when discipleship happens. It's when you just live your life in friendship and relationships.
所以就當大家正喺度我哋聯誼嘅時候，我哋大家扯上關係嘅時候，我哋就喺度做緊訓門徒訓練。
Now, do you remember the question that I asked you in the very beginning?
你記唔記得我開始嘅時候所問你哋嘅問題啊
？Why are you still in church, and why are your friends not?
你知唔知點解你自己仍然留喺教會，而你嘅朋友就流失咗咧
？Why have you remained faithful while some people don't want to have anything to do with God anymore?
为什么你仍然对神有忠心，但是其他的人呢，可能连神这个字都不想提。
And I want to tell you that the answer most likely is because of friendship.
我想告诉你，这个答案大概就是关于我们的友谊。
You embraced friendship with the church body.
你拥抱在教会里头所找到的友谊。
You embraced friendship with other believers in Christ.
你擁抱在主裏頭的弟兄姊妹的友誼。
And I believe that's the reason why you're still staying, you're still in church, and your friend is not.
我相信呢个就系点解你仍然留喺教会，而你嘅朋友就流失咗。
There was probably someone who taught you the word of God while you were at church.
大概你仲喺教会嘅时候咧，有人将神嘅话语教导俾你。
Maybe there was a youth worker who prayed with you.
可能会有一个年轻嘅导师同你一齐祈祷。
Maybe there was a Christian friend who listened to your needs.
可能有一位基督徒嘅朋友咧，佢听你诉苦。
Maybe some of you were blessed with Christian parents who brought you to church.
或者咧，你哋在座中有信主嘅父母将你带翻教会。
Somewhere in your life, you developed a friendship, you developed a relationship that within the body of believers in the church.
一路行过嚟咧，有一啲嘅时间，你总系会有基督徒嘅朋友将你维系喺教会里头。
And you decided that you would stay committed to the friendships and the relationships at the church.
而你自己嗰阵时，你就决定你就会喺教会里头揾呢一啲嘅朋友，建立呢啲嘅关系。
And if I think of all my friends who decided to leave the church, all of them decided that they didn't want to be, they didn't want to have friendship with the church anymore.
而我回顾我所有离开教会嘅朋友咧。他们没有一个想在教会里头找到他们的朋友的。
Maybe it's because they didn't have those relationships.
很可能他们就没有一些这样的关系。
Maybe it's for other reasons, but statistics show that most people leave the church because they don't have a friendship or a relationship in the church.
很可能他们有另外一些原因，但是在统计数字来看，我们看见很多人离开教会是因为他们在教会里头没有一些亲密的关系。
There's a research group called Barna Group that released an article back in September of 2013.
有一个研究的团体叫 Barna Group, 在2013年9月份他就出了这份报告。
And their article was Reasons Why Millennials Stay Connected to Church.
他们这份报告命名为为什么千禧年一代要离开教会的原因。
And, The article talks about millennials, which is defined as the generation born between 1982 and 2004.
千禧年一代咧，就系话指呢一啲人响1982年到2004年出世嘅人。
So who was born in between 1982 and 2004?
所以在座中有边一位系1982年至到2004年出世
嘅。I only see a few hands.
我淨係見到幾個人手，多啲啦。
So maybe a fourth of us.
所以大概有四分一嘅人。
I'm actually not in that range.
我其實都喺嗰一個年代出世嘅。
Okay, so even though this article is about millennials, I think it can apply to everybody.
虽然这个报告是指关于这些千禧年的人，但是他们所讲的东西，其实我觉得在座每一位都可以用得上。
And I'm going to share with you the results of this, of these statistics, but statistics don't always apply to every situation.
我想将这份研究报告的数字所讲的东西跟大家分享，但是虽然呢他可能所讲的嘢咧，唔系每一次都你都可以用得上。
Okay, so this article is the reasons why millennials stay connected to church.
所以呢一个研究报告命名为点解千禧年嘅一代会同教仍然系留喺教会里头。
Okay, so number one, they make room for meaningful relationships.
第一点，佢哋腾出空间嚟替做一啲有意义嘅关系。
And there's this quote that those who stay in the church were twice as likely to have a close friendship with an adult inside the church.
然后这个研究指出，那些留在教会里头的人比没有留在教会里头的人，他们所能够同他们在教会里头有同大人有一个亲密接触的关系呢，是高出一倍。
And then there's another quote in there that says that 7 out of 10 millennials who dropped out of church did not have a close friendship with an adult, and nearly 9 out of 10 never had a mentor at the church.
然后他就说，如果十个千禧年代的人，他们离开教会里头，其中有7个呢，他们都在教会里头 冇一個同大人冇一個親密嘅關係，而差唔多咧十個裏頭有九個咧，從來都冇響教會裏頭有一位導師。
So they realized that there was a problem in the church for why millennials stay connected to the church, or there was an answer to why people stayed connected.
所以呢一度呢個報告指出，佢哋揾到點解呢一啲千禧年代嘅人會留響教會裏頭嘅原因。
It's because people, young people, decided to make connections and friendships inside the church.
因為就係呢一啲年青人，佢哋決定要響教會裏頭揾到一個親密嘅關係，或者揾到一啲親密嘅友誼。
So when I was a senior in high school, I decided to make certain connections with some of the younger ones.
所以當我仍然響高中最後一年嘅時候，我就決定我要同呢一啲後生嘅一輩打好關係。
There were three of us seniors who decided to start making friends with the freshmen in high school.
所以我哋一班人咧有三個，我哋呢三個人咧就決定同嗰啲初中係第一年入去高中同埋第二年高中嘅學生咧扯上關係。
And most of the time when you're in high school,The freshmen don't talk with the seniors, and the seniors don't talk with the freshmen. That's not normal.
好多時咧，當你去咗中學嘅時候，你會發覺中學第一年班嗰啲同中學最後一年班嗰啲人咧，大家都唔理大家嘅。
But we decided to start talking with them and just to see how they were doing.
所以嗰陣時咧，我哋就決定同佢哋去傾偈。
We asked them how school was going.
我哋問下佢學校點啊
？We asked them what we could help them with.
我又問下佢哋，我哋有啲咩嘢可以幫忙啊
？We asked them how we can pray for them.
我問佢哋有啲乜嘢我可以為你代禱呢
？And we intentionally went out of our way to make relationships and friendships with these younger kids.
我哋係故意嘅，有目的嘅，有陣時甚至將手上嘅工作放低而去關心佢哋。
And To this day, two out of the three are still in church.
到今日為止，三個之中有其中有兩個仍然係留喺教會裏頭。
One is not attending church anymore.
其中有一個而家冇翻教會啦。
But I believe that part of their still attending church is because someone decided to build a friendship and build a relationship with them. Someone older than them.
但係我諗起佢哋之所以留喺教會，係因為有一啲比佢年長嘅人。決定要同佢哋有親密嘅關係。
So the next point in the article was that people stay connected to church because they make reverse mentoring a priority.
第二個原因，佢哋留喺教會，我就係諗到呢一啲人係以倒轉嘅施教為首。
So reverse mentoring is what it sounds like. The mentor becomes a student.And the student becomes the mentor.
So, actually, it's very blunt. It's that
It's where the student can teach the teacher something. And when I was a youth minister in Houston, I found this to be really helpful.
當我仍然喺侯斯頓做年青人傳道嘅時候，我發覺呢一個真係好管用啊。
There was one girl named, there was a 15-year-old girl who was really talented at the guitar.
我嗰陣時咧有一位十五歲嘅女孩子，佢真係咧好叻彈吉他嘅。
And she was one of my students that I was leading Bible study with.
佢其實就喺我嘅查經班裏頭。
And I asked her one time, "Can you teach me how to play guitar?"
嗰陣時我係帶緊佢查經班嘅，但係咧我就問佢，我話你可唔可以教我點樣彈吉他
？And she was so surprised.
但係佢嗰陣時當然好驚訝啦。
She didn't know why the pastor was asking her to teach him guitar.
佢唔知點解牧師要問佢，叫佢教呢位牧師嚟彈吉他。
And but she ended up teaching me how to play the guitar and.She thought it was so amazing.
佢最後佢都有教我彈吉他，但係佢自己嘅經歷，佢就覺得係非常非常之好。
And she continued to, there's another story where I recently had breakfast with a friend.
我仲有另外一个嘅故事，就系最近我同一位年青人食早餐。
He's much younger than me.
佢比我年轻好多。
But he has different experiences in work than me.
但系佢喺佢自己嘅职场上有唔同嘅体验。
And I was talking to him about our Agape Land summer program.
我就同佢分享我哋阿加皮兰嘅夏令节目。
And last year I was the volunteer coordinator. This year I'm also the volunteer coordinator for Agape Land.
去年嘅时候我系做呢啲志愿者嘅协调，今年我亦都系。
And last year I interviewed some volunteers, and I realized that there were some volunteers who were really bad volunteers.
去年咧，我去嚟逐一同呢一啲志愿嘅人嚟面试。我其实后屘我发觉呢一啲有一啲想嚟志愿嚟做嘅人咧，其实系非常之唔称职嘅。
And I was thinking, I don't know why I thought they were good volunteers at first.
我后屘自己问自己，点解我初初同佢哋面试嘅时候，我觉得佢哋可以做得嚟嘅咧？
So I started talking to this other my friend who I mentor, who's much younger than me, and he gave me some advice on how to find out who would be a good volunteer and who would not be a good volunteer.
所以我将呢个问题问我呢一个年轻嘅朋友嘅时候，佢就开始俾一啲意见我，话俾我哋听，话俾我听咧，你点样先觉察到？在面试里头知道这个人将来可不可以做得来。
And I learned so much from this young 20-something-year-old person, this guy.
而我从这位20几岁的后生仔的身上，我学到很多的东
西。And I'm usually the one who's mentoring him, but that day he was mentoring me. He was teaching me.
通常呢，我都是教他东西，但是那一天呢，是调转过来，我从他身上面学到东西。
Now, why is reverse mentoring so important?
Now, 点解呢一个倒转嘅施教系咁重要呢？
The first reason why this is so important is because the student realizes that they have something valuable.
第一个原因就系呢一个学生佢会发觉原来自己系咁有价值嘅。
The student realizes that they are important also.
佢发觉原来自己系咁重要嘅。
That girl who taught me guitar, she realized that she had something very, very important that she could offer to everyone else.
那个15岁的女仔，她去教我去弹吉他的时候，她就发现到原来她自己有一啲咁重要的专长，咁紧要的专长，她可以去贡献出嚟。
That guy who taught me about interviewing volunteers, he realized that he had something important to give to me.
那个教我教识我点样去面试嘅点样去面试呢一啲志愿军嘅时候，嗰个人发觉原来自己有一啲咁紧要嘅意见，佢可以贡献出嚟。
And secondly, it gives them a glimpse into their spiritual gifts. It gives them a kind of a idea of what their spiritual gifts are.
第二个原因，佢哋就可以窥视一下佢哋所有嘅属灵恩赐。
That 15-year-old girl eventually went on to do creative work.
那个15岁的女仔，她最后尾去做咗一啲好有创意嘅职事。
And I think part of the reason why she found that work was because someone thought it was very interesting that she could teach them creative things.
我想他之所以走这条路，是因为他那时发觉原来有人告诉他，他可以有这么有创意的去帮忙去贡献。
When we're able to teach adults, when we're able to teach people older than us something, then we realize that maybe we have a gift.
当我们能够去反思去教导一啲比我哋年长嘅人嘅时候，我哋先至会发觉，哦，可能我有咁样嘅专长。
And the final thing in the article, it says that we should embrace vocational discipleship.
然后最后一点喺呢篇报告里头，佢话我哋应该拥抱喺职场里头嘅门徒训练。
This just means that we should be discipling people about our jobs and careers and our passions in life.
即是话，我哋要响我哋对于我哋将来嘅职业，我哋嘅所要做嘅事上面，我哋可以门徒训练。
There's a quote in there that says, Millennials are four times more likely to have learned at church how the Bible applies to my field or career interests.
報告裡頭指出，佢話呢一啲千禧年代嘅青年人，佢哋比唔係千禧年嘅人喺教會裡頭從可以揾到聖經能夠用聖經喺佢哋嘅職業上嘅機會咧，係達到四倍之多。
There's young people in this room right now who are interested in the same things that you're interested in.
我相信在座之中咧，你一定揾到一個人咧，同你嘅興趣係差唔多嘅。
There are some people in here that have the same career goals and job interests that you have also.
我亦都相信喺在座之中，你會揾到一個人咧，佢所對佢將來嘅職業嘅目標咧，同你已走過嘅路係一樣。
And those young people need older people to show them what it means to live a Christian life in their job.
而呢啲年青嘅人咧，需要有一啲年長嘅人去將佢去將點樣喺職場上做一個主耶穌嘅門徒指明俾佢哋聽。
They're asking questions like, "What does it mean to be a Christian school teacher?"
所以有人問。怎樣才可以做一個基督徒的教師？
They're asking questions on how can you be a Christian restaurant worker?
有些人也問我怎樣可以做一個基督徒的餐飲業者？
There's young people who are asking how can I be a Christian engineer or a salesman or a student?
有些人也問我怎樣做一個基督徒的工程師、基督徒的行街，或者甚至是一個學生。
And they're asking you, as an adult, can you help them?
所以他们就来问，你作为是大人的，你可不可以帮我？
They're asking you, can you help me understand how to be a Christian in my workplace, in my job, in my career?
所以他们今天都来问你，你可不可以帮助我在我的职场上或者我的工作上做一个基督徒？
So first is build relationships.
所以第一就是要跟他们建立好的关系。
Second is they need someone to be able to mentor them and be able to teach their mentor also, reverse mentoring.
所以第二，你就可以向他施教，但是也都接受这个倒转的施教。
And they need someone, third, who is ahead of them in their job.To teach them what it means to be a Christian in their job.
所以第三样就是他需要有一些人已经行先过他几步的，可以教导他在职场上或者他的工作上做他们的导师。
So my question for you guys all today is, who are you discipling? Who are you mentoring?
所以今天我向在座每一位问，你今天向哪一位施教呢？你今天是向哪一位在做门徒训练呢？
Mentoring the next generation is going to require more than just one person.
教導我們下一代的是需要多過一個人的。
Moses couldn't do all of the work.
摩西他自己一個人不能夠做所有事。
Pastor Helen can't do all the work.
趙牧師都不能夠做所有事。
Moses taught the next generation what it meant to be a disciple of Jesus.
摩西教導他們的下一代怎樣去做神的子民。
So raising up the next generation requires every single one of you in this room to obey Jesus' command and make disciples.
所以我们要兴起下一代的时候，是需要我们在座中每一位去出来。
If you're not mentoring someone right now, you need to start.
如果你现在没有一个门徒训练的目标的时候，你现在要开始了。
Because the next generation is leaving the church.
因为我们下一代是会来带领我们这个教会的。
If I look at my friends,Many of my friends are leaving the church.
如果我再回顾我的朋友的时候，我见到我很多的朋友现在都是带领教会的前进。
It's because there's no adults helping them.
因为如果不是的时候，就没有大人去帮助他们。
Now, my question to you is, who can you start with?
我对你的问题是，你可以用门徒训练哪一位人呢？
You can start with your children or your grandchildren.
你可以训练你的儿女或者你的孙子孙女。
Maybe there's one person in the church that you see that they're kind of like you, and you were like them when you were younger.
或者你见到教会里头有一个人跟你以前好像的。
Maybe there's someone who's interested in a career that you've been working at for 20 years.
或者你亦都會揾到一個人，佢哋嘅職業嘅目標咧，同你以前一向所做嘅嘢咧，好相似。
Maybe there's someone who has the same spiritual gifts as you, and you want them to mentor you, or you to mentor them.
或者你要覺得會揾到一個人，佢嘅屬靈恩賜咧，同你好似嘅，你想去向佢施教，你亦都可以去向佢請教。
My challenge to you is be intentional about making friendships, be intentional about making relationships.
我對你哋嘅挑戰咧，係需要你哋有目的嘅，係特意嘅去扯上呢個關係。
Teach them what you've learned in the Bible.
將你喺聖經裏頭所學到嘅教導佢哋。
Teach them about what it means to be a Christian at your workplace.
將你喺職場上所學到點樣做一個基督徒嘅所有嘅嘢教導佢哋。
And be open to learning from them.
而且有一個開通嘅想法，好可能你會向佢哋學習。
I just want to leave you with this one question: Who are you discipling? Who are you mentoring?
我淨係希望大家今日去諗一諗。 今日你喺度係為邊一位嚟做門徒訓練呢？
This is what Jesus told and commanded us to do.
呢個係耶穌對我哋嘅使命。And
we're losing the next generation because we're not doing it.
如果我哋唔咁做嘅時候，我哋就會失去嘅下一代。Let
me pray for you.
我哋一齊嚟祈禱。Father,
I thank you for your words in the Bible.
天父啊，我哋多謝你聖經裏頭嘅話語。I
thank you for the example of Moses.
我感謝你俾摩西成為我哋嘅例子。
That he taught the next generation what it meant to follow you.
佢教導佢哋嘅下一代乜嘢叫做你跟隨你。
Father, I remember my friends and I don't want our church to have people leaving.
父啊，我諗起我嘅朋友嘅時候，我唔想見到我哋嘅教會有任何嘅人流失。
I want you to help us to mentor the next generation.
主啊，我真係需要你嚟幫助我哋去門徒訓練下一代。
And help us to reach out to those who are younger than us.
幫助我哋去向下一代伸出援手。
And to build up the next generation for your kingdom.
而且為咗你嘅國度嚟興起下一代。
Pray these things in Jesus' name.
咁樣禱告奉主耶穌名求。
Amen.
Amen.